하늘 볼, 예볼 법, 예볼 부인 설법, 아멘. 에인 아멘에키안 미아판 이미아시. They were all together in one place. 아멘나 하박바제인 미아판 예미아시. 시르리넬 볼로사키덴콜 아이솔 호케 칼레스티안 오르네 호케 칼레스티안 돈네 Donachum putune, or Garevor, don't mene Hayegeret's bow, Metcher. Sagan subkikin Metcher, Hoke Kalust Pare, Chiga. Korts Karakelots Kikin Metcher Urvor, Gagartank, Ice Arachin, Hoke Kalustian, Donin, Gan Tepkin Massin, Honker Vaze, Pentakost. Pentakost. Pentakost for Gunaren Pare. Yerevite, Sahag, Messrov, Subtakmanichner, Boroshetsin. I para kordzadel yev bahel. Aisin tsevov na hayreni havasaretsnel gam kordzadel. Yev pentakost para. Pentakost hunaren lezvov genashanake gam 50 ore gam 50-erort ore. 50-erort ore Kristosi harutenen iver. Uremen Kristos merav haryav yev veche 40 or veche ham partsav yerging. Եվ այլևս 50-րդ օրը եղավ։ Եվ գսե արակորց արակելոց քիրկը, որ հիմա քիչ առաջ լսեցինք, աշակերտները, արաքյաները մեկ գոմ, մեկ դեղ հավաքված էին։ On this Pentecost celebration, we recall that story which we heard just a few moments ago. The story of Pentecost, the 50th day after Jesus' resurrection, strangely, is not told in any of the four Gospels. The only place we find it in the New Testament is in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. And we just heard that passage a few minutes ago. And there it says, the story begins, strange story, it begins with these words. They were all together in one place. And I wonder sometimes, what were they doing all gathered together in one place? The resurrection had happened, so that incredible moment was in the past. Jesus walking among them after he died and rose again. He had many encounters. We read about it in the gospel. And many encounters with people. He ate with them. He talked with them. He prayed with them. That was all in the past then. So they saw the reality of his resurrection. And then on that day, on the 40th day, he ascended into heaven. He said, I'm not leaving you alone. I'm leaving with you the Holy Spirit. And he went away from their midst into heaven. And then 10 days later, on that first Pentecost, they were gathered together. What were they doing gathered together? The Bible doesn't tell us. It says they were gathered together, and then a series of miraculous events began to take place. What were they doing? Let's imagine. Well, maybe they were drafting their mission statement. Jesus gave them instructions. This is what you need to do. You need to go baptize and preach the word of God and preach the gospel. So maybe they said, well, guys, let's sit down and draft a mission statement. Maybe they sat down to draft bylaws, right? Isn't that what we do in life when you've got an important mission to accomplish? You get good people together, you draft bylaws, right? That's what we do in the diocese. Spend a lot of time talking about those bylaws, especially recently. Or maybe they were electing a board of directors, right? Corporate life, you got to work, you got a lot of work to do, you got to make a profit. You elect a board of directors that are going to experience people that can help you to finish what you need to do. Well, there was a budget. There were budgetary issues. You need money. To do anything, you need money, right? Yes. Isn't that what we assume without even thinking about it? Maybe that's what they were doing. Guys, we got to sit down and find money. Who are the benefactors? Who do we reach out to and ask them to come and help us to make it possible what we need to do in the church? And maybe they form committees, right? Proposals committee, resolutions committee, fundraising committee, bylaws committee. Maybe that's what they were doing. I don't think so. Why don't I think so? I think that's strange. Much as it may make sense to us, because we spend a lot of time talking about these things. I don't think so. Why? Because Jesus never said anything about bylaws and committees. He never mentioned fundraising, ever. St. Paul talks a little bit about collecting money for the faithful that are being persecuted. But that's all. It's in a couple of places. Jesus never said build a board of directors. He didn't go out and ask for resumes to form the. He actually gathered around him pretty humble people that were not experienced in communications and public relations. And so I don't think that's why on that Pentecost day the apostles were gathered together. I suspect they were indeed talking about their next steps. What do we do now? Jesus is gone. He gave us a hard mission. How are we going to do this? How are we going to do this now? But that's all we know. And the rest of the story at Pentecost says this great series of miraculous events. Patsarik tepker badahetsan angevecha suphokin ichav yev nestav yura kanchur ashagerdin arakyalin klukhun vara kuribes gragibes naman suphokin ichav yev nestav irents vara. Right? It tells us that somehow through a strange apparition looking like fire, like flames of fire, God's Holy Spirit came down upon each of the 12 apostles. Somehow they were touched by God's invisible, mysterious presence. Fire, right? Fire means energy. They were energized. And energized not by nice music or poetry, they were energized by God, by God's invisible presence. Fire also means light in ancient times. If you want light before the age of electricity, you got to light a fire, you got to light candles, right? So they suddenly could see. Right? God gave them the ability to see and to be enlightened. Suddenly they understood who they are. They understood what it was that God wanted them to do. And they came into a special alliance with God. And then what happened? They started talking. They started speaking. And they started speaking in other languages. Amazing. Amazing. Languages that they never knew. And the languages are listed there in the Acts of the Apostles. In some of the early versions of the Bible, Armenian is one of the languages that's mentioned there. Armenian. There's a good reason to believe that that's true. So they began speaking in other languages. These were humble people. They were fishermen. They were not global, corporate heads. They had little or no real formal education. How could they speak these languages? Because God, through that invisible energizing force, gave them the ability to do which, in the year 2021, is impossible. My own life, 50 years, I'm 59 years old. For 50 of those years, more or less, I've been studying Armenian. Hisundariye voresk portsem hayren sorbi. Mayres kermanu hier, mayreni lezus kermaneren. Verch anteren sorbetsa, yev shad aveli verch hayren. Mayres arachnortem ais temin, ais mer yegeretsvo medzakuin temeren, yev dagavin yes ashagertem hayren lezmi. Ai kraparakidem vorosh chapov analge sorbetsnem, bats yes dagavin ge portsem dirabedel mer hayreni lezum. Angareliye meg orvene müse o dar lezu mu sordu. Angareliye ait kompüteri panı çiga dagavin. Ait usutsi çip çiga vor sorvadze gam ait computer chip çiga vorov martı görna meg orvene müse lezu mu dirabede. Fakat ait garogutyunu ıstatsan arakelnare. Ait araçin bentakosteyi hoke kalistyan doni. In such a way that in mastering these other languages, those foreigners that were gathered there with the apostles who came from everywhere in the world, what the apostles were speaking, they were able to understand and hear in their own language. Imagine we have an international group of people gathered today from China, from Dubai, from England, from France, from Germany, from Singapore, right? And imagine that every one of them, without understanding a word of English, is able to hear my words and understand them. That's what happened on that first Pentecost. Suddenly, by God's power, what the apostles said was understood by everyone. They got it. Haskatsan. Ait arakel nerun ait batkama megen ampernesin. Mayer vor polorosal im batkamas gam voyeve batkam iskabes khorkin. Գմբրնենք կհասկանանք ինչ կնի ադիգա մեզի գմիացնեն։ Մեզի գմիացնեն։ Մեկ են մենք զիրար կհասկանանք։ Everyone understood the apostles, right? No one was left out. And Peter rose up. In the middle of this miracle, Peter stood up, the apostle, and he recalled an obscure passage from the prophet Joel. Hovel markare. Чим де ворог гатацазен ховел кирка. Тим га дагарани мече. Канем ече, фам мече. Եվ իրականության մեջ կարևորագույն հատվածը հովել մարգարեին քիրքին մեջը այդ մեծ այդ փոքր մի քանի դոլն է, ուր որ ինքը 1000 տարի Քրիստոսեն առաջ գսե դաց նշանս հերգինս իվեր եւ նշանս հերգիր իխոնար. I will show signs in heaven above and miracles on earth below. Հրաշք պիտի կործեմ երգնքի մեջ եւ հոս. These are the words of Joel the prophet. Peter the apostle remembered that. He said, that's what's happening right now. God is showing that miracle, those miracles right now. The miracle of us being able to speak languages we don't even know. The miracle of a body of people from all over the world becoming like one in mind, in heart, and spirit. That miracle is taking place before our eyes by God's power. The prophet saw that thousands of years ago, and here God is realizing that. And actually, that's what happened. Obor korts garakelos kirke gatatsat gedesnevor ay vargyanen iver ashagertnere gskesin hrash korts gpujen huiskudan amoporon huischunin pokhetsin markans irets antoj վարվելակերպը փոխեցին, աստուծո պատգամը սկսան դարաձև, իմաստալից կերպով, համոզիչ կերպով, սկսան ավետարանը կարոզել. And they began to change the world. They began to draw people to Jesus Christ, to real faith, to the real meaning of life. That's a miracle. And they were now able to do that. And then he said, especially this last year, many say to me, Sir Fazan, where we read the Bible, we study the Bible, every page there's a miracle. Every page, the Old Testament, the New Testament. Why are there no more miracles? Right? In fact, we don't see those miracles. We don't see people being healed. We see doctors sometimes healing people in something like miraculous ways. But that's about science. We don't see those miracles anymore. Why not? Right? And in fact, in this past year, it's not miracles that we're seeing, it's tragedies. It's calamities that we're seeing. And people, I can't tell you in the past year how many people have come to me and said, Pazan, inche, sin hai jogurte, pari jogurte, mink vochte hartzagoren, vochte, asin mer shurchi horer guzen krave. Che, mink hichwa hankis, khagutyun guzen, vorpesi mer astutzun bashten, inche, urishpan che guze, mink kristonyain. Մենք ամենահին առաջին քրիստոնեայի քրիստոնեական ազգին ինչու Աստված մեզ այսքան գոբաճ է ուր են այդ հրաշքները where are those miracles why is God allowing us to suffer so the instinct is we want to blame God գծիկ աստուծո մեր աճը but maybe we need to rather than blaming God maybe we need to look at ourselves. And maybe the Feast of Pentecost is about looking at ourselves. Those apostles were able to work miracles. Why? Because the Holy Spirit came down in this mysterious way and gave them that power, that faith, if you like. It allowed them to do what otherwise was impossible. And when did the Holy Spirit come? Amen kenal habakvatzeni. Miapan yet miasin. The beginning of the Pentecost story. They were all together in one place. That's when the Holy Spirit came. Why don't we see miracles the way we did, our ancestors did before? Why don't we have that faith that our ancestors, our parents, right, had, our grandparents had? Never mind the martyrs of the genocide and the many genocides before that among our people. Why? It's not about God.
We're not united.
It's about us. It's you.
We're not united.
We are not together. We're divided. We divide ourselves. We allow ourselves to be divided by language. We allow ourselves to be divided by based on where we're born. Шадергесен, айс нор ебископоса, асинчпане. Хай егерсо ебископос, вар тексас наханкензен, наханкензен, асинчпане. Паястан бидитзен, лифанан бидитзен, азабла. Иран, асин мэр авантаган, асин дэрэрэ, хогэрэ. Асин тексас, уре инче, че каубойс, ес хайастан гэртав, ад басин бихосн. О, тун тексас ци ебископосне. Fire is in. Enough, but we allow that to divide us. We allow politics to divide us. Here, look at the last year, the last few years in this country. The division, the polarity. Or Armenia. Tashnak Ramgavarish Kinamish. I keen tsads panere dagavin. Sevo megakoya devin. Yev mizga pajnin. Mem my hairenika pajnabelu. Varaye. Anhedanalu varaye. Ուրեն կուսակցություններ, գմեզի գմիացնեն, մեզի գզորացնեն, լավ ոման կուսակցական հաղափայներ վատիկա գահարքեմ ատիկա, պայց միասին բիդի աշխատիկ, վասն մեկ հայրենիքի, վասն մեկ աստուծո, վասն մեկ հավատի, վասն միասնագանությամ Not our parents, not even ourselves, but which village our grandparents came from. Because two families got into a fight 100 years ago in some obscure village that doesn't exist anymore. We in Texas allow ourselves to be divided by neighborhood. Oh, adiga meza harus nerupta. Asiga miserupta. Oh, asong Hayastanin yegazin. Anong Iranin yegazin. Anong Lipananin yegazin. Asiga New York, New Yorkin yegazin. Adiga Los Angelesin yegazin. Adiga Bakuin yegazi. Anmai. Meg haye. Meg haye yegezo zavagnere. We're not united. We are not together. And we need to be together in order for the Holy Spirit to come and to empower us and to energize us so that we, by our hands and our hearts, can work the miracles that this world needs. The miracles that America needs, the miracles from God that are the only hope for our ancestral land. What do we do instead? Because being united is hard work. It means putting aside our egos. So what do? We occupy ourselves with other things. Let's raise money. I smart a million dollar the valve, him not ramistel says, hima love bidila merkauta. Hima love bidia mertena. Right? We raise money. We build a new church. Parkastuzo, hazar parkastuzo, hazar parkastuzo. Desai keretsi biegetsina, keretsi dajara. But how many people are there that think that all our problems in Dallas among the Armenians are going to go away because we have a new beautiful Armenian-style church? I'm not so sure. We say, well, when we have the right parish council, then everything is going to be good. When we have the right priest, then everything will be good. Asiga to uristeria. No, no. No, New Jersey in Kahana. I need Kahana.
No, we keep our.
No,
no. Please don't even
try. Or the right bishop. Asiga amirigatia inche. We'll get the right bishop, then the diocese will be on the right track. Or we get the right people in our community. More American Armenians. More Hayastanin Yegats Armenians, right? Did the disciples do that? No. Step one for them was, let's come together. What do? We judge one another. We all do it. I do it. In the depths of our minds, we judge one another. We gossip about one another. Չէ կխոսի, ու մացար դիգին չեմ գիտեր ինչ ինչը, ու դեսարձին ինչ հակած է, ու ասիկա դենեք, ադիկա թույն է մեզի, թույն է մեր ընդանիքներուն, մեր զավակներուն, մեր եկեղեցին, մեր ազգին, թույն, ինքնասպանություն է, ամեն ադեն, որ մենք մեր պերանները կպանանք, և սկսիք այդպես պաժանել, պաժանը, զիրագը վիրավորենք, we hurt one another. Sometimes without even realizing it. We will never be strong. We will never accomplish anything. How many millions we have in our endowment? How beautiful are new churches? Until we come together. Until we are one. They were all together in one place. Amiknal habakvatzing miapan yed miasin. Miasin genashanage megder. Miapan genashanage nuin vokior. Nuin asing karaparnero. Nuin hamozunero. Nuin desirko. Nuin zirakiro. Askanis chinashanage or anmin legis nuin. Che. Darper alan. Darper lezuner. Darper talamase. Darper nitagan turutune. Բայց մենք կրնանք միասին Ալլահ եւ պետք է եւ ասենք եթե սուր քիրքը գարտանք դե դեսնենք որ այդ եւ միայն ադիգա եղած է Քրիստոսի նպատակը Քրիստոսի արակելությունը եւ գմնա մեր արակելությունը We need to learn to go up to one another. We're going to have a nice meal together in the hall in the room. Let's go up to one another. Let's go up to someone proactively that we normally don't talk to. Let's sit in a different table, right? Let's speak with people. Let's listen to one another. People have burdens in our hearts. We all do. We don't share those. Why? Because no one is willing to listen. Look, we can't solve each other's problems, but we can listen to one another. People that we normally wouldn't listen to. Let's go and engage people that we've never engaged before. Let's forgive one another. Oh, Kasandari Araj, I gina aspes aspes joseta imasis. Yes, you picked Chengarnaradiganer. Come on. Turn the page. Let Jesus take care of the dirty one. He already did. Let's forgive one another for the little silly trifles that we do without even trying, and for the big things as well. Let's be kind to another. As nir kut living, iraru timas, iraru hamar. Let's help one another. Sirok tolala. We know, if we're honest, the suffering that causes people to burst and to get angry and to shout and to scream. Let's go deeper than the superficial level. Let's accept one another for who we are. Amen megis haduge. Asvats ait besmezes derzets. Adiga begin to link. Amen megit chigunar hagopian allah. Amen megit chigunar del grevante, tanyel sepazan allah. Աստված այդիկա չուզեց, իր նպատակն է, որ ամեն մեկը հատուկ եւ դարբեր է լա. Let's accept that. Այդիկա օրդություն է, այդիկա զորություն է, բայց մենք պատրաստ պիտի լանք զիրար ընդունելու. Let's help one another. And let's be compassionate toward one another. Let's cut each other a little bit of slack. Let's be kind toward one another. What happens when we do this? What happens is we become one in love. In love. We may not be agreeing on exactly which direction to go. That's a good thing. Because if we're willing to listen to each other and to be patient with one another, then suddenly it's not just my idea versus your idea. It's our collection of ideas. And our minds and our hearts open up to do that which is otherwise impossible. Not good enough just to sit in my house and read the Bible. It's not good enough for me to sit in my home and pray 2 hours together on my own. That's good. It's not good enough. What happens? We have to be like the apostles and come together. Amiknal habakvazin miapan yemiasin. Then when we are one, the Holy Spirit will be able to break through the walls that we build, that fragment and divide us. Then the miracles will start to happen. Then we will be able to grow as a family, as a church, as a parish, as individuals. Then we will see our faith grow stronger. Then we will see that we are more courageous. We are trusting in God, even through the wars and the aggression of other people around our lands, through pandemic, and through all the other challenges that life brings us. Then we were able to do what St. Paul urges us to do, to build up the body of Christ. The body of Christ not as some reality elsewhere, but the body of Christ at St. Sarkis Armenian Church. Within these walls and the new walls, a community, a body of people who love God and who love the Armenian Church, who are children of God and who are children of the Armenian Church, who, as one, Miapan Yev Miasin, are in a position to receive the gifts of God and to work miracles of healing and peace and salvation in our world.